The content of this program is intended for print and visually impaired audience. Hello, my name is Kenny Yee from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will share with you from the On Target e-newsletter, January 2016 edition. On Target e-news comes to you the first Tuesday of each month with updates on our clients, our organization, and our work. We also publish a full newsletter 3 times a year. This section is called Happy New Year, a very happy new year from the staff at Disability Rights NC. We wish you all the best in the coming year. Registration for 2016 Disability Advocacy Conference now open. Check out our webpage to see the full agenda, register for the conference, book a hotel room, or learn about available scholarships. The event will take place Wednesday, April 20th, 2016, from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Friday Center in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. It's $125 for registration for non-attorneys and $160 registration for attorneys seeking CLE credit. Registration includes continental breakfast, lunch, afternoon snacks, and written materials. And a section new this year, presentation of a mock IEP meeting and special education Q&A with Disability Rights NC attorneys, up to 4.75 hours of CLE credit, including 1 hour of ethics, for attorneys licensed in North Carolina, 5 breakout session time slots offering 15 different topics, longer breaks between sessions, expanded networking luncheon sponsored by Henson and First, keynote speaker, From Guardianship to Supported Decision-Making by the Honorable Kristen Booth Glenn, Professor Emeritus at SUNY School of Law. This next section is called Assistance Dog Allowed to Stay. When Disability Rights NC attorney Yasmin Farahi, that's F-A-R-A-H-I, heard about a problem from a family whose 7-year-old daughter has an assistance animal, she knew she could help. The family had lived in the home for 5 years. They had documented that their daughter has an intellectual disability and that the dog helps her with movement and with being more verbal. But the landlord insisted on an evaluation from a psychiatrist to let the dog stay. Yasmin wrote the landlord a letter explaining that under the Fair Housing Act, a psychiatric evaluation is not necessary to document the need for an assistance animal. He backed down, and the dog was allowed to stay. In this case, the resolution was quick. In many others, it is not so easy. Many people still hold misconceptions about assistance animals, and too few recognize the many ways they have a positive impact on the lives of people with disabilities. This next section is called 2016 Champions Awards Reception to Follow Conference. We moved our annual awards reception from the fall to the evening of the conference. It'll take place Wednesday, April 20th, 2016, from 5:15 to 8 p.m. It'll take place at Extraordinary Ventures in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. In addition to recognizing the 2016 recipients of the Champions for Equality and Justice Award, we will give the first Adele Foschia, and that's spelled F-O-S-C-H-I-A, award for lifetime cross-disability advocacy to an individual who excelled in advocating for the rights of people with all types of disabilities. And there's a link that says purchase your ticket here. Many thanks to the National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys, NC Chapter, for sponsoring the Adele Foschia Award. This next section is called Perseverance Pays Off. Good news from one of our clients featured in the fall newsletter. He has graduated from UNC Wilmington. Thomas has a language-based learning disability. As a film student with a good academic record, he had to jump through multiple hoops over months of time to have a language requirement waived. Though he had accommodations for his disability written into his individualized education plan during high school, the college disability office refused to accept this history as proof of his disability. He was required to undergo further evaluation. When Disability Rights NC stepped in, Thomas had been denied his waiver without being given an avenue for appeal. We helped him consider his next move and navigate the process of getting the waiver. It was finally granted. Thomas had all the credits he needed to graduate. We congratulate Thomas and wish him great success. See more details of his story and the issue of higher education on page 7 of our fall newsletter. We've run out of time for today's episode of On Target. Be sure to tune in next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Kenny Yee for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. So long until next time. If you have any questions or comments, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138.